Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. I just wanted to say thank you to Kyle in Montana and George in New Hampshire for what I considered an outstanding broadcast yesterday. We were talking about guns. I truly, truly appreciated their effort for 2 hours. And we're going to be doing it again and again. And we're going to talk about guns and what you need to know. So we combined our experience, and they both gentlemen were outstanding. So if you want to hear about guns and our take on it, that was yesterday's broadcast, and you go to the archives. So I want to say that also before I say this, because this may be my last opportunity to speak on the air, depending on the reaction. You say that now. Here we go. So, Rich Eben, you've mentioned, as long as I've known you, you've been talking about groups and special groups and how some groups, you know, group status and so forth. Well, what group is a person in? You know, are there special groups? I was talking with a senior citizen, recently, and the topic of homosexuality came up, and the person said to me, "Well, I've got some really good friends who are homosexual." And I said, "Mm-hmm." And the person said to me, "I think they're born that way." And I said, "Uh-huh." And so here's the question. We're talking about special groups, right? So if homosexuals are born that way, would you say that they were born with a birth defect? Are they handicapped? Are they entitled to care and treatment provided by the city, county, state, and federal governments because of that handicap or birth defect? Are they a special group? Are homosexuals a group deserving government grants because of their handicap? Do they qualify for handicap parking permits and license plates? And what about Social Security assistance because of their handicap or disability? I just thought I would say that because I have never heard anyone on the air say that. Do you have any comments, or do you want to just continue?
Oh, we could talk about this forever, obviously, and we have done this. But I want to mention, you know, when you ask, what does a group mean? And that was your implication of your initial statement. Basically, like, let me give you an example here. Pfizer report reveals Clinton meddled in 2016 election. What a coincidence. Zero Heads just put this up a few minutes ago. I wonder if they were listening to our rant. Basically, the DOJ inspector had a revelation that the Fusion GPS, the firm paid by Clinton campaign to produce the Steele dossier, was paying Steele to discuss his reporting with the media. And this is an example of group. Basically, when I talk about protectionist group status, I talk about the fact that you have the hierarchy, the people who have been bought and paid for by the Soroses, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, to basically destroy and collapse our nation, destroy our traditions, our culture, our heritage, and mostly, which has been the most destructive, to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job, rewarding mediocrity, and turning our country into the law of diminishing returns where we have no more productivity left, and this is what's continuing to sow this gig economy and make the American people poorer and poorer. And, you know, regarding the homosexual thing, it's the same thing as you have the hierarchy, and they need to divide us to conquer us. So they're going to divide us by skin pigmentation shades, by gender, by, and they're going to manufacture perception, pity, and guilt ideology along the way. They're going to divide us by sexual orientation, by which you know, the homosexual thing versus the heterosexual thing. They're going to divide us by religion, by ideology, and even generation. This emboldens the aristocracy. This is their template, their blueprint, their playbook, their flowchart for American destruction. This is why they race bait everywhere you go. Their job is to sway public opinion, hold on to the narrative. But, you know, when we talk about the homosexual thing, I would like to get some specific details. For example, how many of these people were raped by pedophiles? Whether it be in the Catholic Church or by who knows, or by the Epstein crowd? You know, we need to get this information. How about the estrogen that are out there in our foods, in our plastics, in our water? How come so many transgenders are transitioning from male to female versus a very much lower percentage from female to male? You know, a lot of this, these specifics and details need to be discussed. And if we did discuss it and this information was uncovered, I think a lot of these people would be very upset that they were basically used as eugenic guinea pigs. So this is why I discuss all these things, because the consequences, they divide and conquer everybody. You know, let me go off into an analogy that's a little more far-fetched. Okay, there's an article that just came out the other day. Russia was cheating, and they're banned from Olympics and World Cup for the next 4 years because of, you know, juicing up, okay? Basically, is this the kid? Now, let me give a few examples. Russia had the wherewithal to see with foresight where this corrupt monetary policies of the central bank was going. So they didn't cooperate with the SWIFT system. I remember another article where Vladimir Putin said he was thinking about quitting because he wants to get back into nature, you know, whether it be hunting, fishing, camping, whatever he meant by nature, because I think he realizes that we need to have a balance. Here's another article. Pentagon armed Russia, gaining sympathy among U.S. troops. Next article, MSNBC guest, basically Trump base cult, like Putin because he likes our president. Okay? Putin says that multiculturalism is no longer tenable. Putin questions existential liberalism. Next article, six or five genders. Putin says he has no idea what that even means. Basically, if you don't buy from the company store and toe the company line and are willing to be bought and paid for, or be cowardice to follow the narrative, memes, themes, and talking points set by the powers that be, you are going to get negative consequences towards yourself, towards your country. And this is why I suggested what we need to do. Visit Washington. Visit Congress. Like Hero Owen Schroyer did the other day. Speak up locally, nationally. Write a book. Disclose how they're dividing us. Challenge due process. Challenge anti-free speech. Challenge Second Amendment. Realize that official authority is now an oxymoron term. And we got to hope that people like Durham hears this broadcast and he realizes that he should not be bought and paid for. And he should put his job and his benefits and his pension on the line to save the truth. Because that's what America needs. America needs heroes. Just like that Virginia sheriff that I talked about, who wants to deputize thousands of people to defend our gun rights, which is in our Bill of Rights and Constitution, so the little guy has some protection. Because obviously we don't, under the rule of law, we have no rights, no restitution, we have no protection under the rule of law, unless you're from a certain group. Vince?
I totally agree, and I wanted to mention something. You mentioned Zero Hedge and how quickly the articles appear after the terms are discussed. There's a guy who appears to be an author of Zero Hedge. His name is Tyler Durden. There's no such guy. My research tells me that there are at least three guys or three people who are writing articles for Zero Hedge, and they're using the name, the same name, all three of these guys, Tyler Durden, because nobody can write that fast and proof and publish that fast. Nobody. So Zero Hedge is more than one person being Tyler Durden or appearing to be. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, I've read that too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Vince, I've pretty much taken 70% of the show with my rants, so I appreciate you allowing me to do this. I just feel this is so important to discuss these things, especially in the age of where everything is lies, gaslighting, propaganda, false flags, and hoaxes. So please feel free to pick your topic of discussion.
Okay. All right. I'd be glad to. And this is, you know, Rich talks about solutions, ideas and solutions. And one of the things that we have been saying for as long as we've been on the air, we expect things to get worse. And the weather is really exceptional. I mean, wild swings in temperature, flooding, snow, ice storms. I believe there are fewer products on the shelves of stores that in terms of food that you can buy. And food, if you go to Aldi, is being replaced with Chinese, soon-to-be landfill items. I really believe that. And I see that we are heading away from durability to forced obsolescence and disposability. So, for example, there are articles on the Internet that are very hard to find. But if you look at televisions, people are buying their televisions and they buy them at the big box stores. And they find out that they last about 3 years. Who in their right mind would buy a television knowing that it would last about 3 years? Because back in the 1960s, people would buy a television set and it would last. A television set was actually furniture in many cases. They're called console TVs. So there'd be wooden furniture and speakers and the dials and so forth around the television picture tube. So it was the centerpiece of a living room, if you will. So we got away from that type of product that was durable, repairable. You could take out the vacuum tubes, bring them to a store, and walk up to a self-serve tube tester, plug the tubes in that you took out of your television. They're all marked on the tube what they were, like a 12AV6, for example, and you could put it back into the socket with a map that says that's where it goes. So you could do this yourself if you wanted to. You could self-service your television in a lot of respects because they were designed to be repaired. Today, the flat-screen televisions are hardly repairable. And people are livid because they're buying these big wall hanging devices, and they find out when they break, it is cheaper or the same price to get a new one that'll probably last the same 3 years or less than it is to fix theirs. So we have changed our attitudes, and we've allowed ourselves to be conned into this ridiculous, unsustainable method of living. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you exactly the solution to fixing some of this, a small amount of it, because it is so big, so vast, so pervasive that we can't fix all of it, but we can be careful. And I'll tell you what I mean by that right after these few short commercial breaks, or these few short commercials in this break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class, so we're talking about solutions. And I'm going to be quite specific and somewhat graphic. And this is going to be disturbing. So here it is. Here's the scenario. So the couple's married for, hypothetically, okay? But this applies to a lot of people. So the couple's been married for decades. Everything's going great. Hardworking. Middle class. Bottom 93%. And he dies. Now, his death may be expected. It may be from a disease. It may be from an accident. It may be sudden, or it may be prolonged. Or it could be that he doesn't die, but he gets really sick and he's vastly incapacitated for months or years. But he's the guy that took care of the plumbing, the heating, the electrical, the auto repairs, and he paid the bills, meaning he wrote the checks. He protected her. He thought that it was his job as the head of the household to protect his wife and the mother of their children from some of the harsh things in life, like crawling under the car, or taking the car to the mechanic, or fixing the roof, or cleaning out the gutters, or fertilizing the lawn, or the regular items that need to be serviced in the household. You know, having somebody install the water softener, determining if a water softener is needed, picking the roof, whether it be 15-year shingles, 25-year shingles, 40-year shingles, looking at value, looking at which is the best way to go. You know, she gets to pick the colors in the house and the furniture and the curtains and those kinds of things, and he goes along with that, and, you know, that's her job. But he's protected her from the more harsh items. But now he's either incapacitated or he's no longer there because he died. Now what? So she doesn't know. Now, class, please do not think I'm being sexist. I'm just using this as a hypothetical scenario. But this happens a lot in a lot of households. Now, maybe they haven't been married for decades. Maybe they're on their second or third marriage. But she has been protected through each one of those marriages, because each former husband and the current husband has protected her. Okay, so now what? What happens? She doesn't know how to do things. Now let me give an example, and we'll hit home right here at the farm. So who decides where the fences are? Well, that'll be me. Who decides what kind of cows we're going to raise? That would be me. Who decides that we're going to build a solar system? Who floats the idea? That would be me. Who designs it? That would be me. Who wires it? That would be me. So who knows how to work it and maintain it? That would be me. In a typical environment with a typical farm family. But what we did here was something a little different. So instead of me saying, here's how it's going to be, I got the whole family together and we drew the plans. And I'd float the idea and they'd say, what do you think about this design for the solar array, the rack? What about these kind of materials? And then my wife would say, how about if you make this change? And our sons would say, what about these changes? Would that be better? Well, those are good ideas. Let's look into that. And then we'd modify it. And after a while, we get a good design, really good design, better than the original design. But who owns it? Well, we all own it now because we all contributed to it. So who knows how to fix it? Well, we all do. Why? Because we all built it. So who pays the bills? We do. We're all involved in that. Who runs the computer system? We all do. Who knows how to repair the computers? We all do. Why? Because Mrs. Finelli holds up the other end of the board. If I'm framing, or I'm sheetrocking, or I'm painting, whatever it is, the family's involved. So the family knows how to do all these things by design. Now, my suggestion is that y'all do the same thing. Have these meetings with your family. Discuss these things. You know, it used to be in the 60s, fathers didn't talk about finances with their children.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as U.S. House Democrats and President Trump have come much closer to passing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, the deal that was championed by President Trump to replace NAFTA. The two sides coming to an agreement for the deal, and U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said a short time ago that Democrats would never hold up a deal that's good for the country just because they're working to try to impeach President Trump.
We would never Not any one of us is important enough for us to hold up a trade agreement that is important for American workers.
Minutes before Pelosi spoke, the House Judiciary Committee approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. They say he betrayed the nation's trust and endangered U.S. national security. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, what I'm suggesting that y'all do is work as a household, as a family. So, for example, Mrs. Fennelly, decades ago, wanted a gun. But she didn't know all that she needed to know at that time about buying a gun. Lots of different models, makes, calibers, sizes. And so I suggested that we go to a gun show together, and we went to a gun show together. Now, normally, it's mostly guys at gun shows. But every once in a while, you'll see a gal there who's interested in being with her guy. And so we went to this gun show together, and we looked at all kinds of handguns, and she tried lots and lots of them. And she found one that she thought was pretty good for her. Now, she wouldn't have tried so many if she wanted a gun show. And so she did need a little bit of guidance. Now I'm talking, this was decades ago. I'm talking actually just a couple years after we were married. So we try to do everything together as a family. We eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner together as a family. We have several impromptu meetings as members of the family together. We prepare our taxes as a family. We work as a unit. No one takes financial actions without discussing and approval from the rest of the family. Now, some of you may think that's crazy. Well, I don't think so. Because if Mrs. Finelli or I or Mrs. Finelli and I spend money, we would be spending our children's inheritance. And I think that as our children live here at the farm and work the farm, it's their farm too. So if a mistake is made, if one person makes a financial mistake, it affects everybody. Nobody wants to make a mistake around here. Because it's letting the team down, which is the family. So the salient point of what I'm trying to say, or points, is we know we're falling down as a country. We know that things are getting worse. We know that the grid's going to go down. We know that there are going to be food shortages. It's incumbent upon you all to work together and to have meals together and put that phone down. It's not important. It's not important that you get that dopamine hit that every couple of minutes say, yeah, I still like you. Do you like me? I like you. You still like me? Yeah, I still like you. That's not that important. What is important is that you come out the other side, alive. And that takes planning. You know, some people call it luck. Luck is opportunity met by preparation. There's no such thing as just luck. It's opportunity. You know, some people think that they bought that lucky ticket for the lottery. Well, I don't buy lottery tickets because I think it's a voluntary tax on the ignorant. But if you don't buy a lottery ticket, you have no chance of winning. So that's opportunity to buy, preparation, you bought it, and then you can win. Now, I'm not advocating buying a lottery ticket because I think that's beyond crazy. That's just my thinking. So the whole thing that I'm true about, the main point, is you have to plan. And you have to discuss. And you have to try not to make mistakes and try not to be reckless. Don't be part of the herd mentality. Now, humans are a part of them. We do have a herd mentality. And you look around and you say, well, what's everybody else doing? Is that really the right thing to do? Look at what other people are doing? Because I'll tell you what they're doing. They're buying cars that they can't afford with money they don't have. So a study about ignorance. Ignorance is not knowing the facts. So the study was, what do people think that they know? How much do they think they know? So the result of the study was, people who knew the least ranked themselves as knowing more than they know. Because they knew so little about so much that they thought they knew more than they knew. Then there were other people who knew more. And they realized that they knew more, and because they knew more, they realized how much they didn't know. So they ranked themselves as not knowing as much as they knew. So here we have people who don't know much, who think they know everything. People who know a lot think they don't know much at all. So they're both wrong, but I'd rather know a lot and think that, gosh, I don't know as much as I know. So you take people who don't know very much, and they're making decisions and destroying the finances of their family. And they're failing to prepare. So do you want to be part of that herd? You want to look like somebody who works at Walmart? Or shops at Walmart? Or work even worse, you want to look like somebody that works at McDonald's? So how do you like the food here at McDonald's? Oh, that's really good. Really? Okay. Looks like you're wearing it very well. Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Rich Sheban's on fire this morning. I appreciate him. You had mentioned solutions, Vince, and I was going to say what I believe the single most impactful and best solution we could possibly implement is, even though when I first say it, it's probably going to sound, I don't know how it'll sound to you, but basically I thought a lot about this, and what we have to do is to place women back in their proper role in society. We have to do that, and the way to do that is to take away their rights, okay? And there was a time in this country where women were basically property. They were the property of their father, and then at some juncture she would find or they would find a suitable husband, and then he would hand her to her husband in marriage. And because of this, the woman was protected from the evils of the world, and she was also kept in line by the men in her family that were able to protect her and deal with the world around us. And this had an effect on society where we had families. And when you have a family where a woman can't just dissolve a marriage because she's upset, like now, when you have strong families like that, and there's many of them in a community, you have a strong community. And with enough strong communities, you have a strong society that functions well. And all I'm saying is to look back to a time when we did have a functioning society and look at the roles of men and women and how we were. There's a reason for it. There's a reason why it worked. And I don't hate women. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing. I love them. And I think that women now are more vulnerable, more miserable, more under the threat of being, preyed upon in various ways. And if they had the protection of their father, and then they had the protection of their husband, and they were not allowed to dissolve families and destroy the lives of their children, then society would function, and we wouldn't have people treating each other bad and doing the wrong things out there. And so it really is that important. And I know a lot of people think I'm a bad person for saying this, but all I can say is look to the evidence and look what happened when we gave women rights. They started voting. And I mean, we got transgendered children now, folks. I mean, something obviously went wrong. And I really think that is, the single best thing we could possibly enforce in our society is to return women to their proper role, because they are the heart of humanity. They are everything. They are where all life comes from. All men work until we die for these women. They are everything. But they have to be daughters, wives, and mothers. Otherwise, we don't have a society. It's gone. You take the woman out, the man can't be a man, the children are messed up, and that's what's happening, is that we gave these women rights, and they are not to be in the world the way that men are. They cannot be in the world. We're made to deal with the world. They're made to deal with humanity within it. They can't handle the inherent evil of this place. They can't handle it. And they will kill their kids, and they will destroy their marriages, and they will start cutting off breasts and testicles and all sorts of stuff. If us men let these women do this, they will do it. And I don't know, Vince. That's my solution.
Robert,
and,
okay. I agree with some of what you said. However, What I mentioned was that women do need to know a lot of the things that the family needs to know. So Mrs. Finelli is involved in all the decisions here. And when it comes, Mrs. Finelli is 68, and so am I. Mrs. Finelli is under the vehicles when our son is pulling out an engine, putting it in an engine. She is under the vehicles when we are changing out a transmission. She is the assistant at the operating table in the automotive shop. She is the framing helper. She's the drywall helper. She is the spackler. She's the spackle finisher. She's the painter. She does all of these things. I will not protect her from knowing how to change a faucet. I will not do that. Because if anything happens to me, the whole farm can sink. I will not let that happen. So I hear what you're saying, and Mrs. Finelli has a very important role. We each have our own roles. However, I try to include her, and she tries to include me in everything. And we try to include our children in everything. So I am not going to be feminized, and she's not going to be made masculine. It's not going to happen. But yes, she is the certified housewife and mother here. As a matter of fact, when she got her master's degree in business, and they said, you know, the university said, so what are you doing now? You know, and you can brag about, you know, your achievements. I filled it out for her, and I said she has her CHM, certified housewife and mother. And I think that that is the highest and best thing that a woman can do. A lady can do. Be a certified housewife and mother. Now, Hillary Rodham Clinton says, no, you know, baking cookies, that's ridiculous in her world. But in my world, being the person who is the primary force in raising the children is paramount. I really believe that. So, are we saying the same thing, Robert? I would, when you say put them in their place, you don't mean negatively beat them down, do you? You mean they have a role that men flat out can't do. We can't deliver children. Is that what you're saying?
What I mean, Vincent, is Mrs. Finelli could dissolve your marriage tomorrow and destroy the lives of your children. You know, that's what I mean, and she shouldn't have that right.
Hey, Vince, I'm going to chime in on the last segment, if you don't mind.
Let's do that. Rich Sheeven, you've got the floor when we come back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Two quick comments, and then Rich, you have the floor for the rest of the broadcast. So, Robert in Kansas called, and he's no longer with us. I did not hang up on him. He disconnected the call. That's number one. He's not with us. Number two, yes, Mrs. Finelli could dissolve the agreement, the marriage, the contract. Yes, she could. And so could our children. I mean, if they went off the rails and went crazy, yeah, any one of us, and I could too. Okay, so I just wanted to say that it's not the plan, of course. The plan is to not let that happen. But any member of the family could be so disruptive, so out of control, so me first, that they could destroy any family. Okay, but not if you work at it, and not if you work together. Rich Eben, you've got the floor.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Vince. You know, I'm all for, I'll address what you said and what Robert said, and I understand where Robert's coming from, okay? In the small, short amount of time that we have, we can't pick the right words sometimes, and I'm there often myself. But I'm all for, it was all good advice what you told about synergy and the family and getting together. But there's two forces that are holding that back. First of all, is a forced reduction in skill sets. You know, I'll use gardening as an example. Here in northwest Montana, we haven't had snow yet sticking for the winter, which is a little unusual on the 10th of December. And I've picked spinach out of my garden the last 2 days to eat. So what we need to do, because of this forced reduction in skill sets, just like forced obsolescence, people are not learning how to do things anymore. They're getting more and more dumbed down, and we are allowing this political correctness to change the roles of people, which is actually not doing any of us any good. So when you look at roles, when you look at protection, like Rob was saying, what's happening is a war on males and masculinity. So women are getting less respect because they feel entitled to constantly play the victim group status card and demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Well, what happens when you do that? That's called group identity politics. And this is what the Democrats and the powers that be are using in their template for destruction of America. Because whether it be women or someone of certain skin pigmentation or sexual orientation, when they demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations, what's really happening is they're being degraded and disrespected. And they're being insulted because the powers that be are saying you don't have the work ethic, the ability, or the intelligence to compete in a system
We have to make it suboptimal and lower those bars of standards and expectations. And what this does, it never empowers a nation, a group, or an individual when you lower the bars of standards and expectations. It's, again, rewarding mediocrity, destroying America through the law of diminishing returns. So as long as we decide to not address this because you are being afraid of being called a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, et cetera, we're eliminating opportunity, knowledge, ingenuity, productivity, and innovation for the people who want to control their own destiny. This is forced obsolescence. This is forced dumbing down. This is forced distractions. And this is mostly forced divide-to-conquer strategies. So as long as the powers that be have created victim group status or protectionist group status and a list of a hierarchy throughout our whole American system, unless we decide as American people to say, here are the standards, this is it, I don't care who gets the job. I don't care if they're female. I don't care if they're trans. I don't care who they have sex with, what religion they are. But the problem is we are allowing the plutocracy system, the powers that be through wealth, who are so corrupt, to print money out of thin air, to create fractional reserve lending, to do stock buybacks. And every bailout is going to the non-legitimate system to protect the big people, the too big to fails and the too big to jails. So they got to divide us, little people, by every group possible. And until we have the guts to stand up to this, because it's all propaganda, lies, false flags, and hoaxes, it's all designed as a playbook for the destruction of America. And as the middle class falls, and as they manufacture perception and pity and sway public opinion, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And we need people to stand up. So I understand what Rob was saying, and I think we're so handcuffed, Vince, with the amount of time, like my little rant that I went over for an hour, I could have discussed those articles and my message in more detail and specificity in maybe a six-hour program, if I was to do it right. I have to shortcut everything because we just don't have time. So, again, I want to thank you for allowing me to use my First Amendment rights, and I appreciate being on the show with you, Vince. You all have a great day.
Just one quick comment. Class A, here's a case in point. If you do not know how a car battery works, if you do not know how to check it and keep the terminals clean so that they work, I can guarantee you 10 years from now, if you don't fix it or someone else doesn't, your car is dead in the water. It won't work. So you need to learn all kinds of things. And that's just one simple example. Richie?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.